Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 29, 2007, and Here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 17, 2002.
Nazarene, since we're solving ancient mysteries this week, here's one from more modern times you may know the answer to. Did an alien spacecraft crash in Roswell, New Mexico? And what happened to its occupants?
Alora, there's some questions that we simply cannot answer because of long-standing agreements with previous administrations. But anyone with any common sense realizes that something happened in Roswell, New Mexico. You don't have to have a degree in science to put it all together and know that something very, very strange happened there. I can't say exactly what it was, but it was strange. If the people of the United States knew half of what their government was keeping from them, they would rise up in anger and probably throw the whole damn kit and caboodle out and say, we'll start all over again if this is the way we're going to be treated. It is really too bad that some government officials feel that the American public just can't deal with the truth. That if the full truth was made known to them, there might be riots and there might be mass suicides and hysteria, and that all of society would fall apart and wouldn't be able to function. I think this is very, very foolish, but it is a deeply held belief of many in the American government that a lot that goes on has to be kept secret from the regular people because they simply cannot deal with the things that the government knows. I think this is totally wrong.
Dan Nazarene, I know you guys are steadfast when you make a promise to somebody, and you always keep your word, even when you might benefit by breaking it. But I really wish you could give us the facts on that. But I know you can't. We can't lose the trust people have in us.
Absolutely right, Alora. That trust is the most precious thing we have.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at https://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back. God, we asked your son Jesus what he could tell us about the Bermuda Triangle. What can you tell us about that odd phenomenon?
Probably, Alora, not much more than my blessed son could tell you. Many millions of years ago, when we first started life on this planet, and it was very, very primitive, we began to feel a strange life force mingling with ours. Something so totally different from us that we could not even communicate with it. It did not seem harmful, it did not seem threatening, and we have no idea what it was doing on our world, but it was here for a few hundred thousand years and then disappeared. And when animals arose that we could see through and hear through, there was nothing. But as soon as man evolved and had intelligence, they began to notice these strange things in that area. So these things have been going on for a very, very long time, Alora. And it was before we even had consciousness that we could investigate what it was. We were aware of it, but we could not see or hear anything. So it was something so different from us that we could not communicate with it. And that had to be something very, very strange.
Wow, God, if you don't know what it is, and your son doesn't know what it is, it's really going to be a mystery, and that worries me.
I wouldn't worry about it, Alora. If it hasn't come back by now, I don't think it's going to.
We'll be back again.